you know, Nixon was a friend of the Shah of Iran. Certainly our relations with Iran might be different had Nixon never left office. And there are more signs of change in both style and substance in the new Obama diplomacy as far as Iran is concerned. Iran has actually been given an invitation to a party. Well, not a party, more like a meeting.
If we move forward with such a meeting, it is expected that Iran would be invited as a neighbor of Afghanistan.
A high-level international conference on Afghanistan to be held later this month. Iran is on the invitation list. Is this a raising of Iran's profile by the Obama administration, or more of a sign of Obama's approach in daintily, carefully dancing toward actual bilateral relations with Iran? Joining us now is Ali Ansari, who's St. Andrews in Scotland. He's a director of Islamic studies at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland. Mr. Ansari, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's Director of Iranian Studies.
Director of Iranian Studies. Great. I actually was looking at the wrong thing here on my page. Sorry about that. So what do you think? Iran is a neighbor of Afghanistan. Iran is a neighbor of Iraq. In both cases, it seems that Iran has managed to raise its profile in regional affairs in both conflict zones. What does this invitation mean as far as Iran's profile as a mediator or as a player in regional diplomatic affairs?
Well, we should bear in mind that Iran has raised its profile in large part because of a consequence of the, you know, the global war on terror and the wars that have taken place in Afghanistan and Iraq. And we should also remember that, of course, Iran was quite pivotal in the conduct of the war in Afghanistan in post 9/11, and of course in the establishment of the government there. So, in many ways, this invitation marks a return to the pre-Axis of Evil era, when even the Bush administration saw some merit in cooperating with Iran.
But pre-Axis of Evil, Iran, post-hostage crisis, has been very much a pariah nation in the United States. Mm. Does the invitation to a high-level meeting on Afghanistan constitute a sort of diplomatic cover for what ultimately might result in actual a bilateral relationship?
Well, I think it's a very significant step, and I think it's a good start. I think that the calculations must be being made in the Obama administration that it would be good to start on something in which there's a strong coincidence of interests. Let's work on something where the Iranians and the coalition and the United States in particular share a number of common interests and a desire to see a stable Afghanistan. And if we can build a relationship of trust there, then other things may open up and other things may be possible.
Professor, specifically, what is Iran's interest and capability in helping the situation in Afghanistan?
Well, principally, Iran would like to see, obviously, Afghanistan stable and secure. It would like it to be it has large difficulties in terms of smuggling, refugees, the drug problem that goes across the Afghan border into Iran. But principally, I think it would like to make sure that the Taliban don't seize power in Afghanistan. They've got a strong antithesis towards them. They nearly went to war against the Taliban in 1998. So in that particular sphere, they share a very strong common interest with the United States.
Professor, what about freedom of the press? I recently had the chance to meet an Iranian journalist who was essentially in exile in the U.S. He said that one thing he said was on his resume there were about 20 papers, and someone asked him, why can't you keep a job? He's like, I do keep a job. The papers just keep getting shut down. What's the ability of Iranian people to freely discuss their own politics in their own papers?
Well, clearly there is censorship at work in Iran, and I think the situation has become considerably worse since the current president took office in 2005, by which I mean, you know, Mr. Ahmadinejad. I think prior to that, things were a good deal more open, but more importantly, I think the direction of the direction in which it was going was much more healthy. Now, I think what you find in Iran is that you find a lot of keen journalists, enthusiastic journalists. I mean, the structures are very much in place, and one would hope that if you have a change in the political environment, perhaps after June, that perhaps this press freedom that had existed up to a point, but to quite an impressive point, really, in the during the period in which President Khatami had been in office. Maybe this can be resuscitated.
So let's talk about the nuclear issue, because normally discussions about Iran's role in the world begin and end with the nuclear question. Is it possible that the Obama administration might be trying to create a second track here, where nuclear is one dispute and that other questions of bilateral cooperation can be negotiated in another forum or on another track, sort of the way administrations have dealt with China in the recent years?
I think that's absolutely right. I think what you find is there's been basically a dead end with the nuclear negotiations. And I've always said that negotiations is something of a misnomer when it comes to this, because it really hasn't got anywhere. So what you do is you try to find other routes where progress may be possible. And of course, Afghanistan, as I said earlier, is one area where there is a strong coincidence of interests. Let's build a certain relationship of trust there. Let's show both sides to show, because there are obviously hawks on both sides that may not want this to succeed. So what you have to show is that, look, this works, that we can talk to the Americans or we can talk to the Iranians and we can produce results. And if we can do it in this area, why don't we shift and look at the other areas where there are disagreements?
It's almost a yes or no answer, but can Iran counterbalance Pakistan's difficulties in Afghanistan if they were to really step up to the table here?
I think that's the way it's been going for some time, but it's been going in that direction very much behind the scenes. But, you know, this idea that there's been no sort of a collaboration on a sort of on a local level, even over the last few years, there has obviously been a certain amount of discussion at local level, not at an official level, obviously.
Right.
But it's very difficult to ignore Iran when it comes to Afghanistan. And I think even officials on the ground in Afghanistan have been crucially aware of that. I suspect it's from that direction that the influence has been placed on the politicians.
Sure. Well, that's a great takeaway. Ali Ansari, director of the Institute for Iranian Studies at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland. Iran as a counterbalance to Pakistan vis-a-vis Afghanistan. Interesting diplomacy in the Obama administration.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.